The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 12, letter number 4163, Baruch Hashem. The 16th of Adar in Tovshin Tazai in Brooklyn, New York. The Honorable, Esteemed, etc., Mr. Yaakov Sheyichya Yehoshua, Sholem Uvracham. So, the Rebbe says, at the time I received a report about the 30 days gathering and the memorial that they made for your father, the great rabbi, Rav Agoyen, the great genius, Rav Chosid, Rav Hananya Gavriel Zal, a blessed memory. May his soul, Tehei Nishmosu Tzurur B'Tzroi Rechaim, may his soul be bound in the bound of life. That proves that they properly held him in esteem. They were they recognized, appreciated properly the greatness of the father, the one who passed away. So the Rebbe said, I read with spiritual satisfaction that you are interested in the writings, the manuscripts that were left from your father, the Rabbi Zal. As you write, they are already organized and they are prepared. They're ready. So the Rebbe says, I was very pleased, but the question that you're asking, whether they are fit to be publicized and which publication, which publishing company would able to publish this book. So the Rebbe says, in Yerushalayim, there are many rabbis and those who instruct halach rulings. You should show them the manuscripts, these writings, so that they can decide, are these writings ready to be printed as is, or they still require preparation and Libun whitening, in other words, still additions to check it over. If the opinion would be positive of the rabbis, the local rabbis over there, so it's self-understood that these books need to be printed right there in the Holy Land for various reasons. Okay, so that's the Rebbe answering him about the specific question that he had to the Rebbe: should he print it, are they ready as is, or where should he print it? But the Rebbe, as usually, utilizes this communication with him to encourage him on a personal level. Apparently, he deviated a little bit from his father's path, and he was not as adherent as his father was, as the rabbi, his father. So the Rebbe says, I am going to allow myself to add a personal touch over here, fitting in the way you wrote, because you write about these manuscripts and about the work that has been invested, which my hope is that you, together with your brother that you write about, will continue in that direction. But the Rebbe says, what I mean is not just the technical part of how to publicize as it relates to publicizing these manuscripts, these kisuyot, but also about studying in them. It's not just about printing it, but studying them. This was for sure the main intent of the author, to learn in a way that our sages of blessed memory instruct in their very famous saying that what's the greatness of study? Godel Talmud she mevi lidei maisa. That the greatness of study is that it leads to action. So that's the most important. The author wanted not just to publish it, but to people to actually study what it says there, and the study brings to action. And the Talmud says something in Talmud, the Baba Basra, our sages of blessed memory, that David, who left a son that was great like himself, David left King Solomon. The Torah doesn't say about David that he died because his son followed in his ways. So he never died because there was a continuation through his son. And Rebbe's basically saying to him, you being a son of the rabbi, you should continue it, continue your father's legacy. Gemara over there in Baba Basra says that by David it said by Yishkav, he lied. He lied with his ancestors, meaning he passed away. But by Yoyov, who over there it says Misa. So there is by. And the difference is because if you leave over a son which continues, then you don't really die. So the Rebbe says it is for sure extra to get into great length about this idea. And the Rebbe says there is nothing that stands in the way of the will, especially when you have the merits of your parents helping you. And the Rebbe blesses him in improvement of your health for your mother, and a success in all of the above for you and your brothers, Sheyichya, Medilim. So, the Rebbe takes the opportunity while the Rebbe is advising him to have it looked over by some of the other rabbis to see if it's all ready to be printed. So the Rebbe takes this opportunity to ask him that he too should be more involved, not just in the technical part of it, of printing it, but also in the actual studying and the study of the works that brings to action. And the Rebbe says, you can do it, you know, and the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara, to leave a son that is as great as you, that means that your father stays alive, so you have an extra responsibility to continue in the way that your father teaches you. Yep.